basic rights of workers. This is from the labor code. First is security of tenure. Second is hours of work. Three is weekly rest day. Four is wage and wage-related benefits. Five is payment of wages. Six is employment of women. Seven is employment of young workers. Eight is safe and healthful conditions of work and welfare services. Nine is self-organization and collective bargaining. 10 is labor education through seminars, dialogues, and information education and communication materials. 11 is peaceful concerted activities in accordance with law. 12 is participation in policy and decision-making processes affecting their rights and benefits. 13 is free access to the courts and quasi-judicial bodies and speedy disposition of their cases. 14 is ACC benefits for work-related contingencies. And 15 is SSS benefits. So let's talk about number one, security of tenure. Workers cannot be dismissed without just and authorized causes and due process. Workers shall be made regular after 6 months probation. Second is number two, hours of work. Normal working hours of 8 hours a day, meal and rest period, meal break of less than 1 hour and short rest periods shall be considered compensable working time. Next, number three, weekly rest day. A day off of 24 consecutive hours after 6 days of work should be scheduled by the employer upon consultation with the workers. Number four, wage and wage-related benefits. Minimum wage in the region, sector, or more, holiday pay. 1 day pay for every regular holiday, even if unworked, subject to certain conditions. Premium pay for work within 8 hours on a special or rest day plus 30% of basic daily rate. Rest day falling on a special day plus 50% of basic daily rate. Rest day falling on a regular holiday plus 30% of 200% of basic daily rate. Overtime pay for work in excess of 8 hours on ordinary days plus 25% of the basic hourly rate. Special days, rest day, and holidays plus 30% of the regular hourly rate on said days. Night shift differential pay plus 10% of the basic regular rate for work between 10 p.m. to 6 a.m. Service incentive leave 5 days with pay per year of service. Service charges 85% for distribution to managerial employees. Applicable only in establishments collecting service charges. 13th month pay, 1/12 of the total basic salary earned within the calendar year. Paternity leave 7 days with full pay to attend to needs of legal wife before, during, and after delivery. Separation pay, minimum of 1/2 month pay for every year of service for authorized costs of separation. Retirement pay, 22.5 days salary for every year of service for optional retirement at 60 under RA 7641 or under applicable agreement or for compulsory retirement at age 65. For underground mine employees, optional retirement at 50 under RA 7641 as amended by RA 8558, compulsory at 60. Number 5, payment of wages. Wages shall be paid in cash, legal tender, at or near the place of work. Payment may be made through a bank upon written petition of majority of the workers in establishments with 25 or more employees and within 1 kilometer radius to a bank. Payment shall be made directly to the employees. Wages shall be given not less than once every 2 weeks or twice within a month at intervals not exceeding 16 days. Preference of workers' money claims over government and other creditors in case of bankruptcy or liquidation of business. Labor-only contracting is prohibited, and the so-called contractor is considered merely as an agent of the employer. Employment of women, night work prohibition unless allowed by the rules. In industrial undertakings from 10 p.m. to 6 a.m. In commercial non-industrial undertakings from 12 midnight to 6 a.m. In agricultural undertakings at night time unless given not less than 9 consecutive hours of rest. Welfare facilities at the workplace such as seats, separate toilet rooms, lavatories, dressing rooms. Prohibition against discrimination with respect to pay, equal pay for work of equal value, promotion, training opportunities, study, and scholarship grants. 7 is employment of young workers. Minimum employable age is 15 years. A worker below 15 should be directly under the sole responsibility of parents or guardians. Work does not interfere with child schooling, normal development, with work permit from DOLE. No person below 18 can be employed in a hazardous or deleterious undertaking. Number 8, safe and healthful conditions of work and welfare services. Proper illumination and ventilation, fire exits and extinguishers, occupational health, personal and services, family welfare, family planning services at the workplace, and etc. Number 9, self-organization and collective bargaining. Number 10, labor education through seminars, dialogues, and information education and communication materials. Number 11, peaceful concerted activities in accordance with law. Number 12, participation in policy and decision-making processes affecting their rights and benefits. 13 is free access to the courts and quasi-judicial bodies and speedy disposition of their cases. Number 14, ECC benefits for work-related contingencies such as medical benefits for sickness or injuries, disability benefits, rehabilitation benefits, death and funeral benefits, pension benefits. 15 is SSS benefits, maternity, sickness, disability, retirement, death and pension benefits. The source of this is from the Bureau of Working Conditions, Department of Labor and Employment. An additional information to the list of paid leaves should be added the solo parent's leave under RA number 8972 and the so-called battered woman leave under RA number 9262, both of which are available under certain conditions. Another recent addition to paid absences of women workers is the two-month special leave or surgical leave with full payment under RA number 9710, approved on August 14, 2009, known as the Magna Carta of Women.